Hello there to all. for those of you who do know, there is an iOS update that was released, was it today or yesterday, something like that. The reason I'm confused is because one of my family members had an update to their phone, and so they did it. So I'm not sure if that was today's update or if that was yesterday's update. Alright, let me just be careful so I don't smash my foot in the door like I am very well known for doing now. Okay, so I'm not going to update yet, and here's why. I use a Bluetooth keyboard. Now, when you use iOS 7.1, and this has been around since, since the beta was released in early October, maybe late November, maybe early November. I don't remember when because I really wasn't paying attention. But I have been hearing rumors of this, and yeah, I'm hearing even more rumors of this now that it's actually out. I did report the bug to Apple, and so did some other people, and Apple have not fixed it. They said that they are working on it. So my advice would be to wait until there is a minor release. And maybe, hopefully, the Bluetooth issue will be fixed. But for now, stay on 7.0.6. Braille displays are not affected. So those of you who are using just Braille displays, you can probably feel free to update. I might just update just to see what it is. But if I don't like it, I'm going back to iOS 6. Because I've heard that there have been some connectivity issues with some apps and other things. So yeah, I don't know. It is your choice to wait. It is your choice, but if I were you, I would wait until a fix is out for the keyboard. So I have this trouble. Yeah, it's not a really good thing because it'll suddenly look like you're typing IPA symbols, which is great if you're in a diction class, but not so good if you're just trying to type notes for the diction class. The way to get around it is to turn off and on the device, but good luck when you switch windows, because then the bug will happen again and you have to turn off and on your device. It is counterintuitive, and I wish that the alpha testers, if there are any, would have known about this before releasing the beta. So there you go. I'm attempting to close out Safari, but so far my my keys are frozen. I'm not sure why. It just happens every once in a while with Mavericks. This has been since 10.9.0. My keys have been frozen. I've had to either log out, restart VoiceOver, or just completely restart the system. So, alright guys, take care. It's windy where I am, so be very careful if you are in the Vegas area. I'll talk to you later. Bye!